This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. There's less than a week until Good Friday, Passover, and the deadline for New York's $170 billion state budget. The final days before the April 1st fiscal new year are always packed with behind-the-scenes maneuvering and horse trading, but this time around, it's an election year, and things are especially dizzying and opaque. So many priorities and so little information about where things stand. Joining us now on This Week in Politics to help us get a clearer view of what's going on is WNYC's State House reporter, Fred Mogul. Hey, Fred.
Good morning, David.
When we started this process back in January, Governor Cuomo was very upset about the potential impact of the GOP tax overhaul and federal tax cuts. He proposed some pretty dramatic remedies. Can you remind us of what he was talking about and let us know where we stand now?
Right. In the new federal tax law, there's a strict limit to how much people can deduct from their state and local taxes. As far as the state's concerned, it's not so much that this is lost tax revenue. Their concern is kind of political. It's a big new federal tax hike in a way for many New Yorkers. So there's this urgency in coming up with ways to spare people that no longer have these shelters before they revolt and demand lower state and local taxes, which would lead to fewer services and a less general social safety net for the poor and working class. So state economists and tax policy wonks came up with a bunch of really elaborate tax sheltering mechanisms. Cuomo really badly wants to get these things in the budget. Republicans object. They say if the governor and Democrats are so concerned about tax hits, well, they should just go ahead and lower state and local taxes.
And these mechanisms wouldn't directly affect state revenue or the bottom line for the coming year's budget, right? So what's the rush? Why would they have to be passed before April 1st?
Well, you know, technically they wouldn't. It's a little more like we're talking about sort of pain management than actually treating an illness here. You know, over the last few years, lots of things get into the budget that sort of only marginally affect the fiscal bottom line. The budget is the time when Governor Cuomo and the legislative leaders have the most negotiating leverage over each other. So there's often the sense of it's now or never for controversial items like this.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about pain management today. So there's a whole slew of these controversial items, as you say, this year, aren't there? Can you give us a quick rundown on these non-budget items that various sides are trying to get into the budget and recap what has passed so far and what hasn't?
Sure. I mean, we could talk for a long time on any one of these, but very quickly, there's sexual harassment of women in the workplace. The governor's pushing a broad slate of laws. Again, not financial, but he wants to get into the budget. There is some bipartisan buy-in, also some sticking points. He's pushing for early voting. He's allocated some money for it. Democrats are pushing for a stricter gun control. Republicans have pushed back. Similar situation with extending the statute of limitations to bring criminal charges and civil lawsuits for victims of child sex abuse. Democrats are for it. Republicans pushing back very hard on some sticking points, particularly on a one-year look back for lawsuits. Bail reform, discontinuing the demand for bail for misdemeanors and minor felonies. You know, as far as we know, all of these, and there are a lot more, they're unresolved at the moment. There doesn't even appear to have been the usual top-level negotiations behind closed doors yet that you would expect by now. You know, lots of people are speculating that either right before or right after this religious holiday break, we'll see what's called a skinny budget. They'll defer the controversial items that they can debate through the rest of the legislative session, which ends in June.
Well, New York City always looms large in the state budget, and this year there's been a lot of talk about funding for the MTA and the City Housing Authority. What do the governor and lawmakers seem to be hashing out with these? Is congestion pricing still an option?
It is. You know, and Cuomo is adamant that congestion pricing is what the MTA needs to fund long-term improvements to the subway system. He does seem resigned that it won't quite happen completely in the budget process. He told Brian Lehrer yesterday the prospects are tenuous at best for the heart of the plan, tolling most of those Manhattan roads below 96th Street. But there are some other measures he suggested could maybe pass, like new surcharges for taxis and Uber.
There are phases to the congestion pricing, and I'm cautiously optimistic that we could start the process.
On NYCHA, he's really been on a warpath, though some might say belatedly, since he has been governor for almost 8 years. And it's only fairly recently that he's been absorbed with it. He's visited public housing projects in New York City twice in the last 2 weeks. He says he won't sign a budget unless the legislature allocates $250 million for much-needed NYCHA repairs and lets private contractors do much of that work. The city has fired back that it has spent billions of dollars on repairs over the past 4 years of the de Blasio administration, and they say they would have frankly spent more, they would have made repairs more rapidly if the state would have granted it something called design-build authority that would have let them cut through that bureaucratic red tape that's holding them back.
What about proposed budget cuts? Every year, the governor starts the budget season proposing to increase spending on some things and decrease it on others. And then he and legislators haggle, and they often try to restore many of the proposed cuts. What are the big ones this time?
Well, on education, there's proposed hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts or cost shifting of funding from the state to the city, both to traditional schools and charter schools. There's similarly hundreds of millions of dollars for child welfare protections. He wants the city to pick up the tab for that. There's $35 million, relatively small amount, but an important program that we've been following, an alternative to incarceration program called Close to Home. It puts New York City juvenile lawbreakers in small local group homes instead of big upstate prison-like facilities. Cuomo wants the city now to pay the whole thing instead of splitting the cost with Albany. The Democrats hope to restore much of this, both the educational funding and the juvenile justice funding and the child welfare funding. The Republicans actually are on board for some of that, particularly the education funding. So we'll see.
Well, Fred, how is the whole budget process affected by election year politics and the recent announcement of a primary challenge to Governor Cuomo by Cynthia Nixon?
You know, many of Cuomo's fellow Democrats have been dissatisfied with him for a while. They don't trust him. They say he's always triangulating with the Republicans who control the state Senate. He's always promising but never delivering on some of these controversial issues we've talked about, voting reform, ethics reform, expanded women's rights. So now he's got this new energetic challenge from the left. Will he push harder than he has before for these things? Well, we'll see. You know, there's only so much he can do right now. Republicans currently have an especially solid Senate majority. There's a couple empty Democratic seats in the Bronx and Westchester. The GOP has even less incentive than usual to make Andrew Cuomo look good, especially in an election year. I think we'll see him playing defense on the budget in the coming days, and then we'll see him work hard in April to put Democrats back into those Senate seats in special elections. After that, I think we could see him going a lot more strongly than he has in the past on some of those issues that liberal Democrats are so passionate about. But we'll just have to see what emerges in the coming days. We'll have to see what polls emerge in the coming weeks for Cynthia Nixon. That could really put some pressure on. And in May, we have party conventions coming for the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Working Families Party. And that will also focus the mind quite a bit, I'm sure.
WNYC State House reporter Fred Mogul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, David.